And what's going on in downtown Bryan, just oh, by the way?
Well, we here today to talk about the Fest for West.
Okay.
Really excited, a benefit concert to drive money to the families in the tragedy in West Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It was the brainchild of my friend here, Bucky Bachmeyer. He is with Big Red Drum Entertainment. And I joke that I try not to steal his thunder. But I woke up on the morning after the West tragedy, and he had this beautiful Facebook post about how his heart was with West, and he and his music friends need to get together and do something. And I was like, ooh, have it at the Village.
Oh, yeah, like, exactly. Right.
Or in the Alley. And I'm like, or the Palace. It could be so big. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make it as big as possible. And people like WTAW and Candy and Bryan Broadcasting, KBTX, The Eagle, are pushing and pushing. And, it's so great. We've partnered with DBA, Downtown Bryan Association, and the City of Bryan, and Bryan Police Department, Bryan Fire Department, you know, with the first responders. Are 100% partner in pushing it. So it's exciting. I mean, sponsors dropping left and right. Slovacic Sausage wraps will be out there. C&J is going to cook a lot of beef brisket and pork butt for some barbecue sandwiches.
Excellent.
So, and Bucky's here to talk about the music, because the music is very expansive and wonderful. It's very, has wonderful variety. It's something for everybody, and he's the guarantee there.
Well, Bucky, good morning, and thanks for joining us at this early hour, which is probably not your general time when you're
good
out and operating.
Good morning to you as well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so tell me what kind of entertainment lineup we got going on.
Well, I guess we can start with our headliner, and headlining this event is going to be Brandon Ryder, and we're really excited about that. I got the message back from Brandon, the initial message about a half day after I sent out all the invites,
right.
And I was really excited about that one.
Sure.
when he sent back. So he's going to be headlining our event.
Okay.
And then we've got Chris King and the Liberators, and Doug Moreland is going to be bringing his Texas Swing Trio to town, and I'm really looking forward to those two. And then, just like Christy said, just a variety of acts. Blue Bear, who plays in town all the time, they're out of Austin.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a really good following. Tubi and the Touchstones are going to be playing. So,
Tubi and the Touchstones.
All right.
They come to the Navasota Blues Fest every year.
Yes, they do.
Tubi, rock and roll.
Tubi has fans all over.
Yeah.
So. He's my Facebook friend.
He's a sweet man.
And then a few acoustic acts that we have Bo Brumble and Shannon Lee Nelson.
Uh-huh.
Local guy, Jeff Sparr, is going to be playing for us. And Jason Marbach. And Claire Domain is local. She plays a whole lot, you know, at the Village and around town here, and so she's going to be playing. And also Brett Lloyd is going to be playing, so a whole lot of local talent. Mark Youngers and Adam Carroll are going to be joining us. So
the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
I think there's like 16, 15, 16.
Really?
Crazy.
Wow.
Ben Morris and the Great American Boxcar Chorus, another local band.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're really excited about that. The Docks are going to be playing, and they have a CD release, I believe, tonight.
Yeah, so, at Stafford.
So that we're, you know, they're going to be pushing their new CD, and they're going to come out and help us. And then Walking Bear is going to be playing.
Okay.
And then, of course, our headliner, Brandon Ryder, as I mentioned earlier. So
cool.
It just, a lot of different genres, a lot of different acts. It's going to be a real good day.
So when does the music start?
12 o'clock.
Okay.
Noon.
All right, and we'll go till?
8-9 p.m.
Okay. 8
p.m. is what it says officially on the on all the advertising, but I think it'll probably push till about 9.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we'll have the streets blocked off in front of the Palace.
Uh-huh.
So don't be afraid it'll be too crowded, because we're encouraging people to bring your own chair if you don't want to sit in the chairs at the Palace. The Palace holds about 450 people, and that's one of our stages. The other stage will be the Grand Stafford Theater, which is this theater that reopened this past fall. So there will actually be two stages. The doors open to both of them. You can sit out in the street and listen to the Palace. The food and everything will be out in front of the Carnegie.
The stages will be alternating as far as time slots, so you'll be able to catch everybody if you want to. You won't miss any of the music.
Yeah.
I'm just looking. The weather's going to be 65 degrees at night, so it'll be 80 during the day.
That'd be perfect.
It really will. You got that part really going for you there, too.
Yeah, we really didn't. We're trying to think of a rain plan, and there is a rain plan,
okay.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't want to go inside a building. Like, we want to be out in the street. We want to, you know,
sure.
So it's going to be, you know, beautiful spring. It's Cinco de Mayo, so it's always a fun day to get out and move around. But I definitely want to thank everybody who's trying to put forth an effort to volunteer and donate things and encourage anyone to do that. If you go to the downtownbryan.com webpage, there is right there, click to volunteer, click to donate, mm-hmm. and there's forms you can fill out. So we're asking volunteers for 2-hour slots of their time. So mm-hmm. if you volunteer, we're not going to stick you out there for 14 hours.
No. So, okay. Yeah.
But if you want to, you know, sling some chopped beef sandwich for a couple hours, if you're good at a grill or you're a good cash handler, smiley, you don't mind asking people for their ID, whatever, sell a t-shirt or two. That's what we're looking for, just 2 hours at a time. You can sign up online.
Okay.
And if you want to give us something for the silent auction, if you got something big, we are possibly going to have a live auction if we get enough live auction like donations.
Okay.
So exciting.
That's it. And the date again is?
It'll be May 5th.
Okay.
Cinco de Mayo, easy to remember.
Sunday,
it's
right.
It's a Sunday.
Yep.
So,
okay.
And
right.
There didn't seem to be a lot of conflicting things happening
good.
That day.
We'll
so.
Make that happen. And again, give them the website for the information.
You can go to Facebook /Fest4West and downtownbryan.com has all the connections to all of our social media.